You're all full of lies.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Already?
Yeah, we're going to get to this in just a second. Stop it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He wants to broadcast, George.
I just thought you were being... Hang on a second. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
I just thought he was being weird. Okay.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Or technical meltdown.
You see my right foot. It's pressed down firmly on the pedal marked high quality.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Way too honest to be on the air right now.
On the Little Ticket.
All right. Yes, it's time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. Let's do it responsibly. We have Peter King coming up here at 8:15 to talk about the first round of the NFL draft. Candidate number one, and this dude has been balling the last couple of years, one Mike Reiner. You know, Ryan's got a new phone. Mm-hmm. He has entered the world of iPhone. And like Norm, he's not really sure how to turn off the ringer. And boy, did this cause some frustration this week.
I don't get it, but they couldn't win a title with those three guys.
Yeah.
They were pups.
Yep, they were. But I could see where that would be very hard to make work.
Yeah. Your phone's going off. Time to take your medicine.
Do you need a glass of water?
Put a buzzer on your ringer. Okay.
Why?
Just turn the damn thing off when you're doing radio programs.
I thought I did.
Another thing that I found pretty odd about last night is reading up on all the... Would you turn it off?
I thought I did.
No, Mike! Jesus! Do you not know how to turn your phone off? I'm going to ask you a simple question.
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it done?
No. It's not.
It's not. Why is this bothering you so?
Are you serious?
Why is this derailing you so?
Go to
Turn
break.
It off.
Jesus, Mike.
All right, 6:50 on the ticket.
God almighty, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was edited together. It went like 5 minutes. And, of course, Fahey and Danny kept calling it and just to see if he was really turning it off. So there's Mike up for an e-break. And speaking of
wait,
Fahey.
My phone's on.
Oh, yeah, turn it off.
Sorry, I don't know how to.
And speaking of one, Jonathan Fahey, he did something terrible this week. During the hard line, he walked through the control room and blew out bad air that was audible. And you can imagine how this shot the wheels off the hard line. Do you think they stay focused if something goes just a slightly awry? No, they don't. And Fahey shot their wheels off with this.
Tuesday at the Granada. Atlas Genius.
Did you just fart, Fahey? Like, audibly. Did you hear that?
No.
Sounded like one of those things that we stuck under Norm's chair.
Was not quiet.
I mean, it went through my headphones.
Did you just fart? Wait, who's the band, Mike?
I don't know.
Atlas Genius.
I totally forgot who
he didn't have a lot of comment
was.
On it. Mike didn't. Oh, it's Atlas Genius.
We have the fart isolated.
We can't hear it.
I could actually hear it.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't hear it either.
Crank it up one more time. Let's the beginning.
Tuesday at the Granada. Atlas Genius.
Did you just fart, Fahey? Like, audibly. Did you hear that?
No.
Sounded like one of those things that we stuck under Norm's chair.
Was not quiet.
I mean, it went through my headphones.
Did you just fart? Wait, who's the band, Mike?
I don't know.
Atlas Genius.
We're still talking about Atlas Genius here.
I think it happened just as Reiner was saying that the first time, so we don't hear it.
Okay. Well, there's one Jonathan Fahey up for an e-break. And we always love it when someone is not listening to the show and then makes the same point that someone just made. Well, TC did that this week. And apparently the reason he did it, he doesn't wear headphones.
Ever?
I don't know. He has problems wearing tickers sometimes, too.
He says he doesn't like messing up his hair.
Well, because of that, it gave us this moment on Bad Radio this week.
That kind of thinking cost them Randy Moss when they had issues with Michael Irvin. They thought, oh, these things aren't worth it, and then they didn't draft Randy Moss. Think of Warren Sapp came out of college with the pot label. And a lot of people, I think he fell in the draft because of that. And you missed out on a Hall of Famer.
Randy Moss for the Cowboys.
What?
They passed on Randy Moss because of his...
I think his headphones were off.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what you just said? I apologize.
Yeah, I set up the whole thing with...
I'm an idiot.
But yeah, and it's like a lot of it's perception based.
Of course, Dan didn't get mad. He just laughed. That's funny, TC. It's some good stuff there, TC. All right, so those are your three candidates, Rhines, Flatulent Fahey, or TC. 888-787-1310. Let's go, and let's vote. Let's turn off our phones and say, hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm ready for my interview about the draft.
Who are you?
It's Peter King.
Oh. That's pretty good.
On time.
Okay, hang on, Peter. We'll get to you here in just a second. That's not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Musers. I got to vote for Fartin Fahey.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, boys. Would like to begin by thanking you for allowing me to join you on this early edition of the Ranch Report to opine on what exactly the backup quarterback situation.
That's the worst.
It's supposed to be David Moore ever.
We have another guy who does a good David.
Yeah.
You're
not good David. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Ryan's Ringtones and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who you vote for?
Hey, Jub.
Hey.
Vaginal slice born?
Nope. Not a candidate, sir. Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, it is. Vaginal slice born?
No, it's not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'm on the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to put a shout out for Richard Smokehouse and screw you, George.
God. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Ticket 13?
What? Yeah,
hey, this
13.
This is Mark Bavaro. I'd like to remind all the P1s to go to gobowling.com where you can print out a free coupon for a round of golf.
Oh, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Blueberry. Blackberry, cranberry,
Halleberry,
okay,
Chuckberry,
pineapple,
Raymondberry.
Wow,
what is that?
That was from that spot where they're talking.
Blackberry,
alfalfa leaf.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, George. How's it going?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Am I on AM Radio?
Hey, it's the fake Natalie Maines.
Die.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Mike Hollywood Runner, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too.
It is 15 years ago. Let it go.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know how Jake knows that TC's gained too much weight? Because Jake can hear the stereo when TC sits on his face.
Jeez. Come on, man.
Stupid.
Hi. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jones. Hey, Bubba, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
You remember me? I sat next to you on the plane, Bubba. When you were flying out there to Colorado, Bubba.
Don't remember.
I really wish you did, Bubba.
Why is he breathing that way?
I don't know.
That's the way I breathe, Bubba. You remember I was got overweight and I sat next to you?
Don't remember, but it's good to hear from you.
What's going on there? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, guys. Clay Cooley.
Hey, right, Clay. Who do you vote for?
Shot me first, shot me last. I sure felt that Fahey blast.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I would like to vote for one Mike Reiner and Kate Upton's milk sack.
We'll take the Reins vote. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote responsibly for TC, and shout out to Georgia's green chili enchilada underpants.
I don't have those, sir. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Two picks of the 2006 draft are Dogaloose in the pudding.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junes, remember when you won the Marconi?
Yeah.
Did you kill Bill Walsh?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
TCH Fleming and scatter shooting, wondering whatever happened to Blackie Sherrod.
Hey, we lost the legend yesterday. May he rest in peace.
Dude. Way too soon.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Derek Kennard, Vincent Smith, James Washington, Troy Aikman.
This is Emmett Smith?
Yeah. Thinking. Jeez. We're not getting anything done here. We're laughing a lot, but we're not getting anything done. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Hello.
I want to talk to Junior Miller.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to vote for Casey.
Okay. What was that?
Hello.
What is going on?
This fake tiger? What are you doing? Yes.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Rugong Slice Born.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. One T.C. Fleming for not listening.
That kind of thinking cost them Randy Moss when they had issues with Michael Irvin. They thought, oh, these things aren't worth it, and then they didn't draft Randy Moss. Think of Warren Sapp came out of college with the pot label. And a lot of people, I think he fell in the draft because of that. And you missed out on a Hall of Famer.
Randy Moss for the Cowboys.
What?
They passed on Randy Moss because of his...
I think his headphones were off.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what you just said? I apologize.
Yeah, I set up the whole thing with
I'm
Randy
an idiot.
Moss thought.
But yeah, and it's like a lot of it's perception-based.
That's pretty cool, TC. How many is that for TC?
15th win for the new Rosen.
Okay.